Good morning to you. This is Brother Jonah. And we trust in that you are looking to the Lord Jesus this morning to follow him and to be a disciple of him. But it's interesting, I come across a portion of scripture to where Jesus says that you cannot be his disciple. You know, we hear a lot of discipleship these days, and we hear a lot of people of wanting to be disciples, and a lot of people claiming to be disciples, and but yet we see here in the book of Luke, chapter 14, Jesus makes the statement in verse 33, and he said, "Whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple." You know, we, living in plush America, we think that, you know, we can live any old way. We think that we can live life to its fullest and indulge in the best of things of life and just create our own little world in society in this life. And we never have any type of life that's forsaken the things of this world. And Jesus addresses this. And he gives a couple of examples. We back up to verse 26. And it says, "If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you intended to build a tower sitteth not down first and counteth the cost whether he hath sufficient to finish it, lest haply after he hath laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it began to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. For what king, going to make war against another king, sitteth not down first and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth an ambassage and desireth conditions of peace." So Jesus gives us some examples here. He gives us some thoughts here that if we love our life more than the things of this world, if we're not willing to bear our cross, if we're not willing to come after the Lord Jesus, if we're not willing to hate all of mankind, even our own life, more than loving the Lord Jesus, he says that we cannot be his disciples. Discipleship is more than just memorizing a few scriptures and going to church on Sunday and putting your dime in the offering plate. But discipleship is a life of sacrifice. It's a life of commitment. It's a life that says no to the flesh, that says no to the world, and says no to the devil. It's a life that refuses to conform to the crowd, to conform to this world, but it's conformed into the image of the Son. And you know, what does your life consist of today? Are you being conformed into this world? Are you forsaking all? You know, some say it doesn't take all that today. Some say that he doesn't require that today. But yet the words of the Lord Jesus are still the same. He changeth not. He doesn't look to the left or to the right, but his eye is still upon the straight and narrow way. And the broad way is still for those that love the world. The broad way is still for those that want to cling to the fleshly, carnal things of this life, The broad way is still for the foolish man that thinks that he can have one foot in the church and one foot in the world and enjoy the pleasures of both of those. And sometime in your life, you must come to grips with this that Moses came with, and he said that he esteemed the riches of Christ greater than all the things of this life, all the things that the army of the Egyptians, the world of the Egyptians could offer him. He esteemed the reproaches of Christ greater than the riches of Egypt. And if you've not come to that place, if you still love the riches of Egypt, if you still love the riches of this world, if you still have a struggle with the lust of the world and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, then the Bible says the love of the Father is not in you. And you've not forsaken all. And you've not laid down your life. And you've not placed yourself upon a cross. And yet you wonder why you have your struggles. Oh, that we would learn to forsake. Oh, that we would learn to bear our cross. Oh, that we would learn to come after him, to follow after him, that we would be his disciple. So when Jesus says, whosoever he be of you that forsakes not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. He said, salt is good, but if the salt has lost its savior, wherewith shall it be seasoned? It's not fit for the land, it's not fit for the dunghill, but men cast it out. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And Jesus says this, if you're not willing to forsake all, if you're not willing to lay your life down, to be a lover of truth, then you cannot and you will not be my disciple. God bless you today as you follow him with all of your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. God bless you.